Hanson this morning for filling in for Junior Miller.
Now
Craig will be back
done?
Tomorrow.
Now
we are
done.
We're finally done after a conversation with Norm. You made it 4 hours.
It's incredible. I've said this a million times. There's two jobs I do not understand and I cannot do. A four-hour radio talk show is one of them, and writing columns on a regular basis is the other one.
That is a hard one.
Gordon Keith stuff, I could do that, but that's about it.
I do both of those things.
Right. He's seen you up close. Now
genius.
He knows.
Gordon, I've always said it. You're absolute genius.
Thank you. God bless you, Dale. Yeah, well, Dale was, he would buy me drinks when I made zero money.
Did I
movies.
Not?
Yes,
did
he
I
did.
Not?
Yeah,
yeah,
he always picked up the tab.
He was like, what, 16, I think,
yes,
at that time.
I was
too,
very
right?
young.
We'll have to have a rematch on the golf course at some point. I'm going to start playing golf
if
again.
If you're actually only playing as little as you say
you are. Yeah, now you want me.
Let's
now.
Play at one. I can get away. we'll play at one. Play for like $100 a hole.
Hey, here's the one thing about Dale that people probably understand. We poke fun at you and stuff like that. We were just talking about how you do your craft at Channel 8. I don't think anyone understands what a good writer you are. And it's not only on your sports cast, but did you used to write the Cowboy Opens back when you and Brad did them?
No,
you didn't
no.
write those?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
No.
You can't write a lick then.
No,
forget
I can't write anything. That is writing there. No, they do have but I'm fascinated by the written word. I'm an uneducated, never went to college kind of a guy, but I've tried to develop a little bit of the writing style. I don't
it's
know.
It's a good
that,
one.
You know, I kind of like it. It's... When Gordon was over there picking up, like, what, 9 Emmys you got or something, and Newey Scruggs had to hand me an Emmy for writing, which was...
Do you like that?
I like the fact that he handed it to me more than the damn Emmy, to tell you the truth.
Hey, Dale won a big award at the Emmys this night.
What'd you win?
He won the silver...
Silver Circle for, 25 years. You know, I've been... they give it to guys 25-plus years.
Yes.
You know? And as the lovely Mrs. Hanson said to me, she said, I think that's what they give to people right before they die.
That's pretty dark.
Yeah.
Lovely Mrs. Hanson was there.
That was kind of nice.
She was there. Lovely Miss Hanson has some lovely legs. And Dale's always said he's a leg man.
I am a leg man.
I like those legs. Yeah, I like those legs.
She is an attractive 52-year-old woman.
She doesn't want you saying how old she is.
I don't care. What
he rounded down.
I rounded down, because she's actually like 59. And, you know, you could only see her from the knee down. If you see the thighs, please.
Oh, my God. She's not listening, right?
It's like a cottage cheese factory broke out.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
What is he doing? Why is he self-destructing on the air?
He's loopy. That's what it is. It's been 4 hours, and he doesn't know what to do anymore.
I'm telling you, this has been the quickest 4 hours. Well,
it's been fun, hasn't it?
Fun.
Yeah. Not as fast as some of those 4 hours I used to have with Gordon over at Louis.
Those went by really fast.
And the next morning, you don't remember them.
Yeah, you get in there at like 10 o'clock at night, next thing you know, they're closing the damn bar down. I don't understand that.
They didn't closing it, too.
What do you mean closing down?
Howdy, Norm. So, Dale, where are you going from here? Because after those remarks, you're obviously not going home.
I'm not going home.
He's got a hotel room.
I'm going back to my hotel room and try to get that little kerosene lamp they got working for me.
Complaining about the antiquated nature of
the hotel room. Well, what about when you walk into the bathroom and you go, and it's a huge bathroom, but there's no light switch except on the other end of the bathroom.
So you got to stumble through it.
Yeah, you got to bounce off, and I crack my knee on the commode, and I'm walking into the counter. I mean, and I'm feeling the whole wall trying to find a light switch, and then when I finally did find it on the other side, I look back, and there is no light switch as you come into the bathroom. Now, that is some serious
bitching about
design.
A free hotel room. Unbelievable.
Well, he's big time. That's what big time people do. Right, Norm?
Now, the lovely Mrs. Hanson knows it's all in jest.
Just a joke, right?
Yeah. So he covered it well.
Give him your line. Gordon gets up, because everybody at this Emmy banquet is like, I want to thank my wife, and she's been such a great supporter. And then the women who get up, I want to thank my husband, and my husband has been a great supporter. And so Gordon gets up after his first Emmy, and he goes, you're right. I'm really good at this, and I'm fantastic, and I appreciate you giving. And then he realizes the second time around, I forgot to thank my wife. And and Gordon looks out and he goes, I too want to thank my wife, because you usually don't get that kind of support from a fourth wife.
Dale's gonna steal my line.
I did give you the big laugh. I gave you the glory of compost.
So Dale, what time did you start this morning?
Five. 5:40. Well, actually, I started.
We let him start a little later than we normally
I started
do.
About 5:30, and I circled the block for like 12 minutes because I'd forgotten where this building is. And it's harder to find in the middle of the night than it is at noon.
It just doesn't stand out at all in this neighborhood.
I couldn't find it.
The 18-story silver building
across from the park,
next to the two-story little art gallery and the Exxon is really hard to spot.
It just looks different in the middle of the night, Norm. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Wait a minute, Dale. If anybody should have better sight in the middle of the night, it's you.
Well, you would think I would
have.
Yeah,
you would,
wouldn't
you?
I would have nightlight travel, but I don't. But anyway, I got here like, what, it was 5:45 more than, and I started a little around 6 o'clock or something like that.
So I'm getting 4 hours. 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Total number of time you'll spend on the air in next month for Channel
The next
eight,
month?
Channel eight. Channel 8. Yeah. Channel
next
eight.
Month. The next month? It might be 4 hours and 15 minutes.
Let's see, 6 o'clock. Guess, Cowboys are good. Here's George Reba. That's like 6 seconds.
Yeah. He makes fun of your job all the time, Dale. He always says all you do is throw it to George Reba.
You think it's easy to say?
No,
and you're forgetting
I don't.
The part.
And
you're
do it.
You're forgetting
do
the
it.
Part where you pause before you say.
And maybe it's not George Reba. Yeah.
By the way, we all
Cowboys
know that.
Looking good.
George Reba. I like Gordon. Also thought that George Reba was permanently stationed in front of the Valley Ranch sign. I had no idea he could move around.
I just thought he had a little tent out there and he just lives there.
All right, what are you doing today, Norm?
Hey, it was good to have you in, Dale.
Yeah,
it was really good to have you.
Good to be back. I got all teared up because I thought about retiring, and then I decided to come back.
Isn't it emotional?
And I wanted to do it again, and I saw the people in the offices, and I remember them all.
Like Brett Favre.
That's great. I got Dale into my anti-Favre thing. That's awesome. All right, so what are you doing today, Norm?